A man with a fire burning deep inside, seeking truth with every step he takes, investigates the mystery, secrets to unfold. Dr. Len Horowitz, his name resonates. His brain ablaze with knowledge and insight.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 25th day of April. The perfect tip of the day is to get all dental work taken care of. An abscessed tooth in normal times is an inconvenience and painful. In a crisis, well, it can just flat kill you. All right, we have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Len Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, I refer to as a man with his brain on fire. His most recent book is now available at Amazon. Here it is. Listen carefully. Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos. The subtitle is AI, Frequency Weaponry, and Transhumanism Threatening Extension. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. excuse me, we're not sure how many books you published. Is it 25 or 26?
I don't know either. It's about 26.
Well, the one book I wrote, I was working 60 to 80 hours a week as a private investigator. My editor was a former agent in charge of the St. Louis FBI office, great guy. And my wife at the time, Dr. Moore, she helped me with the book as much as she could. It was a challenge, but I got it published, and it's now out of print. I think used copies are going on Amazon for $100. But and I've written a few magazine articles here and there. It's hard to imagine the time and the dedication it would take to write and publish 26 books. But thank goodness that you've done that. Well, Doctor, each week, you know, you and I have been doing this now since 2000. Each week continues to present more and more evidence of the total insanity of what's become of our nation, of our world. Of the these various international organizations, such as the World Health Organization, United Nations, and so forth. So, what new news do you have for us this week, Doctor, if any?
Well, I think it's just part and parcel of failure to diagnose before you can treat anything. So, there's a complete failure to diagnose the deep state's activities through Central Intelligence Agency and the global industrialists that are financing every dissonant and divisive scheme that's unfolding in the United States and elsewhere. You know, we just don't talk about it all in the mainstream media. A few times, you know, I give President Trump a great deal of credit. He's really the only one who's repeatedly saying, this is coming from the White House. But even saying that, even saying, okay, it's coming from the White House. Well, if it's coming from the White House, and you've got the pattern and practice of a racketeering enterprise. That's what this is. That is involving the CIA, the FBI. There's massive evidence to show that already, you know, from the Russian dossier to all the other schemes, the persecution that he has had to endure. That all of this is showing that you have what he's being charged for currently in New York, which is, quote, a conspiracy to influence the election. I mean, are you kidding me? That's such a obvious, the regular ploy of the legal profession is to flip the indictment against the other person. And right away you put them on the defensive so that they don't bring the offense. Now, The solution is, what Trump has been saying, is you've got to see this as a racketeering enterprise and a persecution to affect the election outcoming from the White House with coordination through agents that were sent to New York, sent to Georgia. You have a racketeering enterprise. There's nothing else in law that would account for what we have witnessing. The facts, you have to now, given all the clarity of the facts, you have to presume, a presumption in law, presumption based on facts, is highly legitimate. There's your conspiracy theory. There's your conspiracy to affect the election. It's not coming from Trump. He's been on the defensive. So I think that's the diagnosis. The treatment involves ultimately going to the Supreme Court. And you've got to bring a RICO case. In my opinion, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just giving you my opinion based on what I know. You have to bring a RICO case against deep state agents in CIA, the FBI, as an entire administration. When he talks about clearing house, you know, you hear drips and drabs about, oh, that's a good idea. Everybody nods their head saying, yeah, well, where the rubber meets the road is in the courts of law. And most of the courts today are influenced by George Soros and company, you know, the open borders. I mean, it's absurd. You see the same facts piling up over and over again that indict a criminal conspiracy that can only be remedied via a RICO action. And you can't take it to the lower courts. It's a federal action. You can't even take it to the lower federal courts because the Justice Department is so heavily influencing, and the Democratic Party, which is part of that deep state enterprise, the racketeering enterprise, is controlling the judiciary largely. Your only hope is that the nine individuals that sit on the Supreme Court, they are hopefully going to look at the evidence, look at the facts, and then bring some semblance of sanity to the process and decency to the prosecution of the racketeering enterprise that is destroying America right before our eyes. Everything else is basically a divisive and diversion issue. This whole thing about anti-Semitism, this whole thing, you know, how the hell did all of a sudden this come out? Yeah, we've talked on this show in previous shows about there being, you know, subtle, there's a subliminal, there may be systemic racism, there may be this and that, systemic anti-Semitism. Yeah, but that's not the issue. You know, this whole DEI is reflecting the issue. And we've talked about how on this show, we talked about the cognitive warfare that it takes in order to create movements such as Black Lives Matter, such as all of these divisive issues that then fester and then cause stupid people. And we've talked on this show also about the degeneration of education over the years. We've witnessed it. That's not done by accident. It's not even reasonable what's taking place. And on top of that, we've talked about COVID. You know, great excuse for the degeneration of society and all of this craziness that we went through, economic deprivation and lockdowns and masking and vaccination, poisonous genocidal vaccinations. It's not the primary thing. It is the secondary thing. It's a strategy, and it's being administered by a kingpin or a group of kingpins. Over the years, you could say it's secret society administered royalty and major banksters that took over for the royals and are still controlling all the multinational corporations to the greatest extent. You can say they took over for sure, like IBM did, Bill Gates and Microsoft. And now you enter into where the new book goes, into the realm of transhumanization of civilization for extinction. And that's what we're witnessing. So to diagnose, you've got to see through to the root of the disorder. Who's causing this? There are criminal, satanically possessed psychopaths that are engaged at the highest levels that really believe that it's in their best interest, their power, their money, their control, in order to optimize control over all of civilization and conversion of the human race, conversion into artificial intelligent robotics, cyborg village type of outcome. That's the way I see it. Everything else is just like, you know, it's a soap opera. It's a reality show unfolding in front of our television set, which is the technotronic warfare. It is the technotronic, hypnotronic warfare mechanism. But people don't get our message, John.
Well, not everybody does, and we don't expect everybody to. But your most recent book, Spiritual Warfare, Salvation and Survival in the Age of Chaos, is 328 pages, relatively quick read. When I get a hold of a book like this, I just make it a priority and make it so that I can get through that book as quickly as possible with my discretionary time. And I'm glad I did. The book is written in such a manner that anybody can read it and enjoy it. It's with plenty of footnotes and references to go back to original source material, isn't there, Doctor?
Yes, because again, you know, I've been at the cutting edge of the most advanced bioenergetic technologies. And what Elon Musk is actually not saying is more important than what he's saying. He says there's a 20% chance of the human race becoming extinct from artificial intelligence. And you've had 1,000 different scholars and scientists and computer geniuses in this field sign on to that. And I can see it. I think anybody that has an open eye and a brain cell still operating, they can see the same thing. You have replacement of the workforce. You have all sorts of interventions now, from medical interventions and improvements in hopefully even law and the judicial outcomes of being more fair if you had a computer system that was unbiased. And so we're stuck. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because on the one hand, as a evolving society, we'd like to have improvements and benefits to society, better quality of life. But at the same time, we don't want it to take over our lives. And that's what it's done.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doctor, we got a caller here. Our caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Morning. I have a story concerning the demonic aspect of psychopathy, or that it attracts demons. Well, anyway, have you ever heard of a singer that was recently on, I think The Voice, is called Jordan Rainer?
I haven't myself. Have you, Doctor?
I've heard of that, but I have not attended. Go ahead. Tell me about John.
Well, when she was younger, in her younger days, she's a Christian, turns out. And she has what is called, she is at a whole YouTube channel at one time, which has been taken down. It seems she has borderline personality disorder. And apparently she has, I don't know, maybe she didn't say it, but, well, she was working in prisons with women in prison trying to help them with a group at one time. And she was in one prison where there was when she was visiting some women. She had a kind of a rule of not asking about what they'd done or how they got in prison. But apparently there's one of them that she came in contact with. It's called Aaron Caffey. Turns out she was a psychopath. She was convicted of killing her whole family and almost her whole family except her father and burning the house down and them within it, in it, and trying to run off with her boyfriend. And she ended up, he was 16 or 17 years old at the time. He ended up being tried as an adult and getting life in prison. This was a Texas case. I remember this one. And she didn't know that she was this girl was a psychopath, and this person, she tried to manipulate her in order to try to, you know, possibly go out and get her out of prison. And, you know, advocate for getting out of prison. She gave her like, sort of a storyline, and she just tried to scam her the way they do. And she said she didn't know she was a psychopath, but then she suddenly realized some of her body language started getting to her, and she sort of got this terrorized feeling from looking at the expression in her, she'd sometimes given her face, and suddenly she realized it was just a very crafty scheme of her to maybe help to get her out. And what she ended up doing, she would look at her at one point. She started having weird experiences of it. And then she started, she looked at her at one point. She actually saw something come around her face. It looked kind of like a ghost. And it looked like a skull or something. And it was a demonic presence that was around her. And after she left, she started having poltergeist, and she started having nightmares. She started having poltergeist type manifestations around. She didn't become possessed, but she became oppressed and haunted by demonic spirits, apparently, from being around this psychopath. Now, borderline personality disorder, I understand, is a genuine born again Christians that have personality disorders?
I don't think they're fully born again, or they need to be reborn again with a new baptism and some serious prayer, in my opinion. I know for sure there are these multiple personality disorders. You know, I look at the trans movement. These people are sick. These people are sick.
I know, but listen to this. I have something more to say. I don't know if she has some rule about not being around psychopaths, but I know John would probably be interested in this. Ho Chi Minh did not seem to have a clear idea about Vietnamese independence until after he got into the communist movement in about 1920. But then he went to Russia and became part of Comintern. And after he got, spreading communism, until after he met Stalin. Now, Ho Chi Minh seemed to have some sort of narcissistic tendencies manifesting before then. But after he met Stalin, he changed, I have heard. His personality and his ideas about and his goals and convictions changed. Now, I began to think back on that, and I thought on this. Now, Jordan Rayner, apparently the demons were not able to get in her, but they were able to torment her because of she had been around this person. And apparently her own...
Okay, John, thank you for your call.
Okay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Clinic. It will help. If you have pain issues, same thing. The Energy Clinic will help only. At my website, keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Being with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, he has a lot of websites. We'll give out a few to get you started with his work. Listen carefully. Here we go. WarAndWeThePeople.net. This is the most recent one. WarAndWeThePeople.net. Next one I like to listen to while I'm working is great background music, 528radio.com. Then we have JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next place I'd like to do some shopping myself, HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net. And finally, MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, do you have any follow-up to John from Texas' comments there, sir?
Oh, just on the comment that I made regarding the multiple personality disorders. And in this area of this whole tranny movement, it's not only seeded and reinforced by the media, but it also reflects a great psychopathology initially to be in a body that you consider God making a mistake. So right away, you separate yourself. You have no faith and trust in God. And now you fall into this realm which John is talking about. You open yourself up. It's the same as the book of Job. You know, to test Job's faith, Creator lets Satan in to do his dirty work. And you have all this confusion, and you have all this loss, and you have sadness. And being a transvestite in a body where you feel trapped as a wrong sex, that's got to be a demonic possession that certainly has a psychological as well as a social component to it. So that's part and parcel. Now, add to that what I hideously saw last night on the news. It was on Fox, of how a transvestite is preaching anti-Semitism and the pro-Hamas propaganda to children of the United States. So it's gone to the point where it's so absurd. And your news commentators, your legal scholars, Jonathan Turley, I love his work. He seems so bright all the time. He's right on the money. And even he is like flabbergasted. He can't even consider the current case, the criminal case against Trump, as being anything but absurd. Absurd that any court would enable this and permit this to be adjudicated is insane. And so this is what we're looking at. We're looking at the conversion of our institutions, both in terms of the colleges, the universities that we're witnessing currently under siege, but we're also looking at the capture. It's called regulatory capture. All of our regulators and our judicial systems have been captured by the deep state's agents and agencies, and very, very few people are actually talking about how the CIA, as the intelligence, central intelligence, you've got to have a brain that's operating the rest of the body, the arms, the legs. The brain is central intelligence for the United States. And what's their alliance with MI6 for a secret service? And then when you start to think about 30 years ago, the major investments in the financial sector that financed CIA. We're talking about the Rockefeller cartel that for all practical purposes was IG Farben. The first CIA operation after the OSS was in Nazi Germany, where the IG Farben building complex became the home of the Central Intelligence Agency, and it was not permitted to be bombed by the Allied bombers. So this is the source, this is the able to diagnose the root of the racketeering enterprise that is wreaking havoc with the world right now. And that you follow the money. You follow the money from the Rockefellers' investments in Standard Oil. You follow it through the pharmaceutical cartel with the Merck family, the Merck company, Big Pharma. You follow the money to the investment bankers. I call them the banksters. And you see over and over again that it paints a very clear picture that nobody's talking about except for a few mentions here and there. A few mentions.
Thank you, Doctor. Hold on. We got a break. Our caller. Hold.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back with Joe. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information that will educate you and inform you. I want to take this opportunity to welcome back my 20,000 YouTube subscribers. Been off YouTube for about a year. As of this past Monday, we're back with YouTube. Filling with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. His most recent book is available at Amazon. Here's the title of it: Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos. Doctor, our caller is Tony in Connecticut. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. I'm sorry to keep bothering you about this question. And the last time I asked you, Dr. Horowitz, you said this is still an emerging problem, and I'm wondering if you found any more information about this graphene and in the dental anesthesia and an answer to what people can do to have their treatment done safely.
Sorry, Tony, I have not. There's too many other projects on my plate.
Anything else, Tony, before we get away?
I really can't think of anything except, well, I'm looking at your Planet X video right now. But have a great day, both of you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the call. Thank call you. Number is 512-248-8252. Well, Dr. Oden, I highly recommend your latest book, but among the other 25 books you've authored, what would be the top of the list you would encourage people to read?
Well, the main award winner that put me on the map is the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional is the subtitle. And if you read that book, there's, I think, 26 chapters. And if you see that there's only three chapters that a lay reader would have to maybe read slowly to integrate it, like I do. When I do some heavy-duty research, I'm people say, John, you particularly say, I've got a brain on fire. You know, I'm really bright. Well, sometimes I have to read science 3-4 times before it sinks in. And so that book, Emerging Viruses, will give you the education that medical doctors don't even get. You'll have more knowledge in virology and immunology. And then on top of that, the deep state's administration of the entire corruption of science in this realm of laboratory-created viruses than any book ever developed. So that's still a bestseller. It's one of my three bestsellers. And if you're really interested in viruses, that's the definitive text to read for the emerging viruses. And I'm concerned, I'm sure you are too, John, you know, they're giving increasing indications. You know, they've got us diverted now. They're playing us. You know, a major aspect of cognitive warfare, where they're conducting mind war on our brains, is to cause the confusion by diversions. They're diverting us into this realm today, yesterday, of the, you know, rioting, the protests for Hamas on the campuses, et cetera. This growing threat. Well, now what happened to the threat that has been growing last week? Last week it was H5N1, the bird flu, that had jumped species into cattle, and that one or two people had gotten in New York. You know, where's that going to take us over the next several months just prior to election? So nobody has called them. Nobody. Not Rand Paul. You have Jim Jordan. They're beating around the bush. The bush is that the Fauci enterprise associated with deep state, directed by CIA, has been advancing the emerging viruses. And that, I believe, represents the greatest threat, or certainly one of the greatest threats, along with the mail-in ballots, to the free and fair election to come. Because if they do a rerun, which they're likely to do, because if you get away with it the first time, the high probability is that you could run the play over and over again. And that's exactly what they're doing with Israel currently. They're running the Nazi warfare playbook over and over again. And I've seen it happen in various fields. And I believe that that represents a risk. So that book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, is a little technical, 3 out of 27 chapters, but it'll make you a scholar in the field of actual viruses and the genetic mutations of viruses that have been concealed. Then I think if you ask me what other books are, the book Death in the Air is really extraordinary. I came out with that book 3 months before 9/11. It's called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And there's a 15-page colored gallery of artwork in the middle of the book. It's worth all the money because it lays out in pictorial form the Illuminati's strategies for manipulating we the people. And it's shocking. But it's exactly descriptive of what's taking place on Capitol Hill. For example, with the current passage by the Republican, the as well as Democratic passage of the funding for Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. So this is the kind of politicking, and there's a photograph in the Color Gallery of Art, and the artwork is museum piece artwork. It's really, again, I got it from Klaus Gronke, his library. Klaus Gronke was Henry Kissinger's good friend. Kissinger and Gronke formed the German-American League. And the artwork in the Gronke estate, which is in northern Idaho, is a shocking revelation and showing of how it is that these global industrialists at the highest level of commerce, controlling everything, how they think. They don't think like you and I, John. It goes into what John in Texas talked about earlier. There's a possession of criminal psychopathology. They don't give a hoot about how precious a human life is. So that is a great book, and I delivered that to the FBI 3 months before 9/11. And of course, they did nothing. And I have
until 9/11. Then they did.
You had 9/11. You see, excuse me. At 9/11, they still did nothing about my book. I came into the FBI after I sent this book down. I dropped a copy off in Coeur d'Alene at the FBI branch in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and I didn't hear back. And then after 9/11, if you remember correctly, 2 weeks after 9/11, I'm watching television, and it was Peter Jennings, I believe, who ends the nightly broadcast saying, "Tomorrow, we are going to cover anthrax. We're going through your fears one by one, day by day. Good night." And so I immediately realized, because I had been following anthrax very closely, and I knew the connection even to Klaus Gronke because of the administration of the German-American League by Kissinger. I knew Kissinger had ordered the development of the AIDS virus. The AIDS virus was a directive to Admiral Sumvall from the Navy. Admiral Sumvall from the Navy, after Kissinger worked with General Bolling in Project Paperclip, you had Admiral Sumvall, which in German means to the world, interestingly enough. Kissinger directed Sumvall to develop the most advanced bioweapons. And the requisition came in 69, and it was financed by appropriations of Congress in 70. And therein, you can actually go into the congressional record like I did, and I published the actual description, the perfect description of what the AIDS virus is and does. And that was 1970 in the congressional record. Yeah. So two to 4 years before they actually had the virus. And what's interesting today is where you have NYU, New York University. And by the way, it just so happens that Columbia University is the major think tank of central intelligence and deep state agents. It's the main school that you would go to if you wanted to become an agent for central intelligence agency and, conduct these nefarious operations globally. NYU, meanwhile, is the they partner with Centers for Disease Control, partnered with the United States Army, partnered with the Rockefeller Blood Bank of the City of New York in the distribution of the AIDS viruses that Kissinger's requisition of 1970 that went to his fellow Nixon White House staff director, given the position of Director of American Commerce, Roy Ash, major, major financier in politics. Roy Ash ran Litton Industries, and Litton Industries was the major military contractor at that time, and their medical subsidiary was called Litton Bionetics. And the $10 million that was appropriated by Congress went to Litton Bionetics. And what did Litton Bionetics do? Well, they developed the AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses under that government contract at Kissinger order. And so that now virus, once having been produced, you got to test it. This was the first immune suppressive multi-cancer. It was a three-cancer virus: leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, immune suppression, cancer complex virus that they created under that contract. And so the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, goes through all of that, goes through all the science and pulls it apart piece by piece so that most lay readers can get it. They get, oh my God, how can you do this kind of thing? But this is what they've done all the time. The whole biotechnology industry is based on this preliminary history. The emergence of HIV/AIDS, how important was that section of research and time period in science? Critical for even COVID vaccines, because how COVID vaccine, mRNA vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna, how that works is the same way that the AIDS virus works, because they took the AIDS virus attachment genetic complex. That's your spike protein antigen. That is your literal, your bioweapon, your gain of function. The gain is you attach the AIDS virus attachment mechanism to the bat SARS virus, and now you have an HIV AIDS bat SARS recombinant that they called COVID-19. So that's how important this fundamental research in virology is. And then ultimately NYU was part of the studies. The first people that got HIV AIDS was in New York. The first case was 1976, 77, 78, 79, more cases in New York. Among who? Among the gay community that volunteered. The Rockefellers and the Merck Pharmaceutical Company advertised for the gay suckers to go to the mobile vehicles to get injected with the hepatitis B vaccines that were laced with this experimental virus. And they claimed, oh, this is going to help reduce your sexual outbreak of hepatitis B. But in actuality, it was seeding the AIDS virus into the population that they could blame on the gay people. And how many years did we go through that, particularly in the Christian right wing, saying, oh, it's their lifestyle. It's basically their judgment for being, you know, crazy in this way. But the reality is that you also had the poor children at Willowbrook in Staten Island. That was one of the control groups and the study groups. So they had to close the school in 76. Geraldo Rivera became famous when he broke the story of the abuse at Willowbrook. Meanwhile, he was covering up. He was an agent. He's been an agent for the deep state the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Doctor, you ready for a caller here?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
We got JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, John Leonard. Once again, you're always hitting right on target, Dr. Horowitz. especially with the AIDS mutation. Now, this is a key, and most people gloss this over, but it's so important. You go back to MK Naomi, all right, Fort Detrick's, and that's where the rabbit hole leads to the creation of the bioweapon called AIDS. And what we have today is a mutated version of that, with just like you said, with three HIV spike proteins built into that. So that most people gloss over that, but like you and I, we've done the research. I've actually at my church watched people.
Hold on, JP. We got a break. Let's continue after
the
break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. JP, let's continue with your comment for Dr. Horowitz.
Yeah, and I'll be careful, John, now we're on YouTube. And it's kind of like beating a dead horse. We got our word out years ago. I think we saved a lot of people, the show, you, Dr. Horowitz, and John. And I believe I saved a lot of people. I can see it with my dad's friends, for example. But where we're at today, doctor, there's 14 billion shots given to the world population, okay? 700 million shots in the United States alone. That's double the population. So we're past the talking about at point. So I guess to change subjects, back to 9/11, I did have another relative working on the 9/11 counterterrorist team, and he was shut down, Jack Clunan, and he literally was shut down. He's on an old tape with Jesse Ventura, if you want to look at it. It's a really old one. But what's interesting, when I found out about intelligence agencies, just as you said, Kissinger, I believe, started the NSA. But you know, they're all part of the secret societies, and I was briefed on that. Most Americans don't know that the president doesn't run Jack or Shiite Muslims. It's the power behind, you know, the shadow government that never goes away. I guess so. The question is about Kissinger and his deep state connections. Do you know that he was? I saw pictures of it, that his wife was a he/she. Are you aware of that? That he was actually homosexual, Kissinger?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. He was so bizarre. But I did not know that.
Yeah, look up some pictures of that. It'll freak you out. And also, what I like about Dr. Izzy, you got the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we were taught in school the scientific method. I did pretty good in science. But with remote viewing, it's the opposite. You get connect with the Holy Spirit and you get your download. And then you verify it. A lot of guys are trained on blind targets. You don't know what the target is. You pull the information down, and then you extrapolate on it. But there's a lot of stuff out there that we don't know. But by you showing and shining the light, you navigate people through the darkness. And I got to give you kudos for that, Doctor. You have saved millions of people, millions of lives, and you are a child of light. And God bless you, sir. And that's all I have to say today.
Well, thank you. That's very, very sweet. Very kind, brother. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, JP, and we appreciate it. Yeah. Our next caller is John in New York. Good morning, John.
John, let me just say one thing.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Hold on, John.
Yeah. John, your brilliance is shining through because you mentioned MK Naomi. The only people that would know MK Naomi as a subordinate part of MK Ultra, the umbrella organization for both mind control and population control vis-a-vis the emerging viruses. As somebody who read the book Emerging Viruses, so the kudos go back to you, brother. You've done an amazing job integrating the intelligence.
Outstanding. Okay, now we go to John in New York. Morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to ask this question of you, Dr. Horowitz. I remember hearing you on John's program talking about Peter Duesberg.
Hold on, John. We'll continue after the break.
Okay.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.